Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciples there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. I think we need to concentrate more and more, rather than saying Jesus came to save us, rather than Jesus came to show us the way. You remember Jesus said a number of times, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way." And so all of us, no matter who we are, how successful we are, we all go through suffering in life. And why should we be an exception when the Son of God went through terrible suffering? And then today we look at Mary, who was his mother. And we think, I was thinking very much this morning, two things really. The suffering of people who stand by the bedside of a loved one who is dying, and how you wish, or we wish, we could take away her or his suffering. We would do anything that they would be healed or their pain would be lessened. And it's great suffering for us too, to watch somebody you love dying. And then transfer that to what's happening today in our hospitals, where somebody is dying and their loved one cannot be with them. And that's even a greater suffering, to know somebody you loved is dying and you can't be there with them. And then bring it nearer home. How often we see on our television screens the pain of a mother whose son has been shot or killed in some ways, or dies in an accident or in some tragedy, and what suffering that mother goes through. And then bring ourselves back to Mary. What pain must have gone through Mary's heart as she stood there looking at her only begotten son, somebody very, 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 very special to her, dying a terrible death, the death of a criminal on a cross. What pain she must have gone through. And to any mother who has lost a son or a daughter, any mother who has lost a child, to today is in some ways a special day for you, because nobody understands the pain that Mary has gone through better than you have, if you have lost a child. And isn't it interesting that yesterday we celebrated the exaltation of the cross, and today we celebrate Mary's sorrow. And that's life. That is life. And none of us are going to escape suffering. That's why Jesus came, to show us the way. He could have come and in an instant saved us, but we would learn nothing from that. I am the way.